am Mystical Mia, and this is my podcast, Elect Reality. Thank you for joining me. I write these podcasts to help us learn to live with this planet and not just on it. One of the best ways each of us can contribute to helping is by stopping one-time use plastics. Plastics are a shameful representation of today's world, and it needs to be gone already. My website is southwestmystic.net, and I post on YouTube at Southwest Mystic. This is Season 2, Episode 10. I am going to discuss the planet Uranus and how it is depicted as a ruler in your life, specifically how it brings out a certain pop in your personality. Uranus governs the zodiac sign of Aquarius, which is the sign of the humanitarian. It symbolizes a place card for your social life and is the governor of pretty much all things utopia and blissful and unique. Aquarius gives us the dreams and the motivation to work together or individually as a commonality, and bringing those dreams into this dimension today to thrive together collectively. Uranus in astrology symbolizes a vital ingredient to world peace. The result is usually not what you originally planned. So Uranus can appear unpredictable, but if you are wise with your steps, then this planet can be used to your absolute advantage. The impacts of Uranus start affecting your spirit early in life. It is important to note that the first 7 to 8 years of childhood are so full of just earth download. I had a thought about the education system earlier and how it is built around teaching the brain memorization and repetition, lessons for understanding. It seems this is not teaching forward thinking so much as it is teaching us to recycle information to gain understanding, which stunts mentality. People are capable of change until they die. It is the brain that needs to learn how to understand and do this, and we have to teach our brain. This is why old people get stubborn and seem silly-minded by, say, like joining political cults on accident. They are only reusing the same pathways to recall or come up with resolutions to answers. This is not a great idea anymore in this age of Aquarius, which is now maybe making more sense with the understanding of what Uranus is as a symbol for when understanding your role in spirituality with astrology. To me, it appears that we are training our brains incorrectly. We need to move forward and continue to pave the way for innovations and creativity and ensure the future is brighter. This can only happen if we heal together and stop using one-time plastics. This is a huge part of beginning to out loud acknowledge that we are being murdered, poisoned, forced to live in filth and trashed, that we are being paid minimally to create for the sake of corporate greed. So when you look into this planet, Uranus, you see all sorts of positive and negative external and virtual expressions of yourself. This planet is something to be reckoned with because it is almost forcing your unique qualities to surface out of you physically via your sun sign. In many ways, Uranus is a lot like the planet Mars, the planet of actions, because you can see people's Uranus out in the open with their actions. I learned that Hitler and the terrorist group ISIS both occurred when Uranus was governing the sign of, in the sign of Aries, not governing, which is a fire sign, a warrior sign. So that rage and that passion in this unique and innovative and energetic planet of Uranus clearly could conjure up some major darkness, but at the same time, some major, major positive. Like, there is a huge example that's a huge positive of Uranus and Aquarius, and that would be the rap artist Mac Miller. He is an ultimate water bearer with the art that he produced when he was here. And when somebody reaches enlightenment and influences so many people in such a positive way, and their journey is done, and that's all they were here for, it can be a beautiful thing, because he might not be here physically anymore, but he is very, very, very much alive on this planet right now with what he has done as an Aquarius and with that Uranus. The entire planet recently entered into the age of Aquarius. This transition is already starting to show with this awakening. This is the age of energy. This is a much easier way to understand what the age of Aquarius is if you call it the age of energy. So please stop allowing the poisons of plastic to become our extinction. Please stop assuming that science will fix a problem by adding to it, like a dissolvent in our blood for the microplastics. Holy shit, that is so scary to think of, but I'm pretty sure that Western medications and labs are already working on it. Stop taking these plastics, please. Plastics are being forced onto us. Just like those warnings they have on grocery bags with the little babies with the crossed out thing, this applies to everything, everybody, plants, soil, all of this entire earth. These plastics are suffocating our chances of the life that we actually came here for. Shadow work can help bring out the best of your Uranus. So you may need to do some digging to really get it right. And this is worth it because Aquarius is such a standout part of who each of us are and who each of us get to represent on our journey here. Remember to always call your energy back to you. With energy work, and especially if you know there is someone who is attempting to force themselves to take your energy or to bring you down in life, mentally call all your energy back from them and just turn those memories of them to gray or liken to ash in your mind and in your mindset and in your soul. Give them no color. This lessens the grip of negative energy in your mind space. Since you can't simply forget bad memories, just lose the color. Give them no color. Then when that person or that memory comes to mind, recall that they are simply gray and move forward with a new thought. Perhaps even say out loud or hum something to yourself. Oh, no room for that person in my mind. Back to the gray with them. Something silly. That was the best I could do then. For me, at times, I've had to lock several mental doors, then add mental chains. And then I have to let this door and that room of bad energy kind of float away into the universe with a little bit of a ladder attached if I feel like I'm not quite done with that challenge, but I really need to get rid of it. And I need to ensure that when I am beyond it, I can't look back very easy. So I'm already immediately getting rid of it as I am dealing with that challenge. And sometimes I do climb back up that ladder, whether it's temptation or whether it's just mindlessness because of bad habits. And then I'll get hurt again the same way. And I end up doing the same meditation, clearing that pain, trying to recycle those bad habits and what they were, and using my honesty with myself and understanding what I'm doing to myself to set myself up possibly for failure. So you really have to just close all the doors, put chains on them, and let that room go away and give it no color. And don't look back, because the whole purpose is to keep moving forward and staying positive. And if you have forgiveness and an understanding of forgiveness, it is so much easier to just let those negative rooms go. In a lot of ways, in some houses, they have something called escape rooms or like a shelter room. In a lot of ways, an escape room should be for the negative energies, and the rest of your house should be positive. if that makes sense. And imagine your mind as the house with that escape room for negative energies. It's so important to keep the positive in the majority of your mind and soul and spirit at all times. That way, it's much easier to untether those negative energies when they are coming to you and you are having to deal with them. Once you understand that and how energy works with your mind, and you can control the amount of energy that you give to each of your thoughts, then you realize how much control you have over your life. Own the choices you make, whether they are successful or not, but understand they are keeping you moving forward and you are doing it to the best of your ability. I suggest simply surrounding yourself with what works for your soul and life, what feels like the smoothest of paths. Sometimes things fall into place like miracles, and aim for the best as possible at all times. But I'm not saying there's a perfect way. I'm not you. You have to do something every day towards your goals, even if it's just reviewing what you wrote down and confirming that it is where your days are leading you. For the most part, aside from the discomfort of setting boundaries for toxic people and family, adults have so much freedom with whom our relationships are with. And I'm not just saying relationships with other people. I'm saying relationships with your items that you own and how you treat them, your relationships with your pets or other people's pets or wild animals, every relationship you have, your relationship with food, that's a huge one, your relationship with your body, your physical self. With keeping Uranus happy in your life, if you fill your life with satisfying, enriching experiences, your brain will have more positive to look back on when reflecting during challenging times. The less chaos created growing up, the less armored spots in our hearts, the more resilient or bouncy-hearted we can remain being. I'm not saying do not walk around without protecting yourself, but maybe ease up on anticipating everyone to repeat the past that you have experienced personally. It's not fair to the new people that come into your life as you age and mature if you're treating them like that person that kind of looked like them, kind of reminds you of them, but they stole from you or something. So you're just going to expect that person to steal. That happens. Our brains do that. And it's unknowing. You got to keep control of your brain. Your brain is like a pet in a lot of ways. You got to also have that relationship and keep that positive going with your brain. The less negative chaos you create in your brain and that your family creates for you and your support system around you, the less built-up armor you will need to shatter to reach your heart or soul's truest desires and intents. Forgive yourself and others. I really don't think forgiveness exists on the other dimensions, and that's what makes this world so challenging. We must hold each other accountable to keep things running positively. And if you notice you have a lot of family drama, this is also something that needs to be cleansed from that chaos. You choose your family. If family is holding you back or trying to make your dreams seem less relevant than anyone else's, I suggest reevaluating that relationship. Some people solely need your energy to push their agenda, and they will manipulate you, and easily without even realizing it. So be careful always. If you're not careful with your Uranus energy, you could easily become depressed, anxious, or even panic because things can get so off track. So be wise with your actions, always. One of the biggest obstacles for an individual is to know what it is you are looking to get out of this life. Do you want to see every state fair in the United States? Perhaps both the ocean coasts? Ensuring each day contains what you love in life, such as getting out into nature every day. The world has so many options. Unfortunately, the banks are ensuring costs are increasing, so we remain in debt and be a part of their broken hate and fear-mongering machine. One thing we can all decide together is to stop the wasteful nonsense that continues like a shameless fuck you. That is the continuous production and distribution of one-time plastics. This is poison and so unnecessary. Be a part of the stand-up citizens and do what is right for this planet. Do not be a propaganda slave any longer. The banks that own this nation are murdering us by funding these plastic poison factories. The banks are the ones that fund every single big business in this country. We should be evaluating what these banks are allowing to be funded under their noses, since they deemed it appropriate to allow the leaders of this nation to sign the reins over to them. And now they are funding manufacturers that are creating plastics that are basically the precipice of evil for all life. Evil is when something causes more negative than positive, and one-time plastics fit this label. Check out my YouTube at Southwest Mystic or my website, southwestmystic.net. The animals and the plants understand how ascension works. Mastering Uranus is one step toward that. And it usually happens after you've reached maturity. And that's why Uranus is after Mars and down the line in these planets, because you have to master all of those other symbols that each planet represents, like communication and love and your relationships and then yourself and then your brain. And this is what Uranus is all about, is mastering your brain to where the external of yourself comes out a beautiful, beautiful product made by you. So, like I said, the animals and plants, they understand how ascension works. They do it instinctively. Humans seem to have a closer grasp on what God energy is. And since we have thumbs, we have more access to our own free will than rooted plants or limited animals. Uranus is what you do outside of your mind with the truths of this life's breath and your life's purpose. Not just when you realize you have finally accomplished something or solved some life puzzle, taking ownership of all your actions toward yourself and others with complete understanding to the depth of what you are doing, like good habits, that just naturally makes you a good person. When you have a breakthrough in your life's journey, you can look back and almost see through what that challenge was. Or that challenge starts to feel like a smaller dream than a nightmare in the past in many ways. Keep within you that it is okay to keep moving forward. That is how this works. Be happy for something that was months or years ago. Time never stops. And realize your memories and emotions tied to those are yours alone. You do not need to remember the entire scene to remember just the goodness. Like if you had a really good time with somebody who ended up abusing you down the road, just remember that good time. Don't remember that person. Just remember that good feeling you got. That person didn't cause that feeling. You gave yourself that feeling. You had a choice. Nobody else's energy was involved in it. So when you look back at memories, just think about your feelings and how you felt and understand that part so that you can move forward positively. Do not let your brain try to repeat patterns, because that is like your brain's cheat code. Like your autopilot mode, if you choose. And it is better to question all of those codes. Uranus is a planet that is unlike the others in that it is going to only pass through each of your houses in the zodiac wheel, most likely only one time, because it takes Uranus over 80 years to orbit the sun, passing in front of all the constellations very slowly. It probably wouldn't be a bad idea to look up the upcoming houses and use it as motivation to plan for the years ahead. This is where generations come from, because Uranus can be, say, in Sagittarius for many years, sharing with it many sun signs, which means many common and easily shared energies and understanding with a Sagittarius manner. I am Mystical Mia, and thank you so much for listening to my podcast, Elect Reality, Living with This Planet and Not Just on It. My website is southwestmystic.net, and I post on YouTube at Southwest Mystic. I am dedicating this podcast to the crows, the hawks, and the eagles, the sparrows, the wrens, all the birds. Birds are amazing, awesome, beautiful, and very smart creatures. We could learn so much from the animal kingdom by just looking into ourselves. Thank you.
Okay, we'll start again. I was just warming up.